Page 84, measure number 24-281, Marion County Fire District Number 1, referred to the people by the District Board. Marion County Fire District Number 1, General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall Marion County Fire District Number 1 be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $10 million? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, passage of this measure would provide funds for capital construction and improvements and bond costs. Specifically, this measure is expected to fund replacing and providing new public safety vehicles in the district's fleet, including fire engines, emergency vehicles, vehicles for medical response and related vehicles, equipping public safety vehicles in the district's fleet, and providing improvements, upgrades, and expansion to the fire station facilities, including, but not limited to, remodeling to meet seismic standards and building codes, providing new roofs, and providing HVAC systems. The bonds may be issued in one or more series, and each series will mature in 16 years or less from its date of issue. The estimated average annual tax rate cost of the bonds would be 34 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The owner of a home assessed at $113,530 is estimated to pay $39 a year. Explanatory statement. Marion County Fire District No. 1 provides fire and emergency services to residents in unincorporated Marion County. The fire district has 41 employees and 73 volunteers who responded to 5,278 calls in 2007 out of 8 fire stations. The fire district's elected volunteer board is asking voters to approve a new $10 million general obligation bond to replace and purchase new public safety vehicles and to improve, upgrade, and expand fire station facilities. An existing 10-year general obligation bond expires in 2009. If the proposed new general obligation bond is approved, the amount of the typical homeowner's 2009-2010 tax bill dedicated to the fire protection bond is anticipated to decrease by approximately 20% compared to 2008-2009. How would the funds be used? The measure would provide funds to replace and provide new vehicles in the fire district's fleet, including fire engines, emergency vehicles, vehicles for medical response, and related vehicles. The fire district currently has fire engines in service that don't meet the current National Fire Protection Association safety standards. In addition to fire engines, other public safety vehicles such as water tenders, ambulances, rescue vehicles, brush rigs, and grass rigs must be ready to respond at all times. The fire district has a fleet replacement schedule to ensure emergency responders have safe, reliable vehicles to respond to calls. Most of these public safety vehicles are due to be replaced in the next several years. The measure would also provide funds to expand, upgrade, and improve fire station facilities, including, but not limited to, remodeling to meet seismic safety standards and building codes, replacing aging and leaking fire station roofs, and repairing HVAC systems. These facilities are used by the district's firefighters. What would it cost homeowners? The proposed new general obligation bond is anticipated to cost approximately 34 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation for a 16-year term, or about $39 per year for the owner of a typical home in the fire district. If voters approve the proposed new general obligation bond, the cost for the owner of a typical home in the fire district is anticipated to decrease by approximately 20% when compared to the expiring bond. The median assessed value, or AV, of property in Marion County, Fire District Number 1, is $113,530, which is often lower than real market value, or RMV. The estimate bond cost is calculated based on assessed value. What if voters don't approve the bond? If voters don't approve the proposed new general obligation bond, planned renovations to fire stations and emergency vehicle replacement would not be possible. The fire district currently has fire engines in service that don't meet current national safety standards. The fire district has determined that many public safety vehicles are approaching the end of their useful life and need costly repairs. If the proposed new general obligation bond isn't approved, service may be reduced if fire engines are taken out of service and not replaced. For more information, call 503-588-6256 or visit www.wvfra.com. Submitted by J. Kevin Henson, Fire Chief, Marion County Fire District Number 1. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Page 85, an argument in favor. Vote yes for firefighter safety and pay about $12 less in taxes each year. Marion County Fire District Number 1 has a hard-working and dedicated staff of 41 employees and 75 volunteers. In 2007, our 8 fire stations responded to 5,278 calls for service. As career firefighters in this community, we are asking voters to approve Measure 24-281 to replace outdated fire vehicles and to improve and update fire stations for greater safety. Here are a few of the safety issues we face each day. Unsafe fire trucks. 7 of our fire trucks have unsafe open cabs that don't meet current National Fire Protection Association safety regulations. Virtually all of our neighboring fire agencies have replaced similarly designed fire trucks many years ago. Breakdowns equal service reductions. Most of the frontline response vehicles in the fleet are aging and will be removed from service as they break down. If the bond is not approved, there may not be funds to replace them. Voters can avoid the chance of fire service reductions by voting yes on Measure 24-281. Your career firefighters are here to protect our community 24/7. We need your help to protect us by providing much-needed funding for safe and reliable fire apparatus. The good news, Measure 24-281 will cost voters less. The existing bond is nearing expiration, and the proposed bond is expected to reduce the cost to taxpayers by approximately $12 per year at a rate of 34 cents per $1,000 of assessed property valuation annually. Voting yes on this bond will decrease the average homeowner's fire protection bill when compared with last year. We're efficient. We are constantly working with fire administration to explore areas to improve our service delivery without raising the cost for operational services to taxpayers. A yes vote on Measure 24-281 means 1, lower taxes, 2, safe fire trucks and fire stations, and 3, same great fire response. This information furnished by Kyle G. McMahon, Marion County Professional Firefighters, IAFF, Local 2557. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 85, another argument in favor. In order to keep our community safe, we need safe emergency response vehicles and fire stations that meet firefighters' needs. Marion County Fire's elected board of directors voted to ask taxpayers to approve a new general obligation bond to replace fire vehicles and to improve, upgrade, and expand fire station facilities. Voting yes on Measure 24-281 means safe fire trucks. Firefighters now use 7 1989 model year fire trucks. These vehicles have served the district well, but they don't meet current safety regulations, and it's time to replace them. The design, with open cabs for firefighters in the back seat, does not meet current safety regulations. Many vehicles have surpassed their service life and will need to be decommissioned as they break down. If this bond is not approved, there may not be funds to replace them, resulting in a potential reduction in fire protection service. Voting yes on Measure 24-281 keeps our firefighters safe. Several of our current fire stations aren't functional for the number of firefighters required at the station. We need sleeping quarters capable of accommodating resident volunteer firefighters so that in-house volunteers can respond more quickly to nighttime calls. The bond would also provide funds to meet seismic safety standards, replace leaking fire station roofs, and repair or replace HVAC systems. Measure 24-281 costs taxpayers less. Measure 24-281 is anticipated to cost approximately 34 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation for a 16-year term, or about $39 per year for the owner of a typical home in the fire district. The cost to taxpayers is anticipated to decrease by approximately 20% when compared to the current bond, which expires in 2009. This is approximately $12 less per year for a typical homeowner in the fire district, the median assessed value of $113,530. The fire district is committed to providing great service to all of our neighbors. If you have any questions, please email firefighters24_281@yahoo.com. Vote yes on Measure 24-281. This information furnished by Kyle G. McMahon, supporters of Marion County Fire District. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 86. Another argument in favor. 65 miles per hour at night, facing backwards, wind and rain-drenched uniforms in a fire truck that no longer meets safety standards. This is what Marion County's volunteer firefighters routinely do to keep you safe. Volunteer firefighters live in this district. We're your neighbors and friends. We're united in our conviction that a new general obligation bond is absolutely necessary for the safety of our community. Please vote yes on Measure 24-281 for firefighter safety. Number 1, aging fire trucks. The majority of our first response fire engines have unsafe open cabs that don't meet current National Fire Protection Association safety regulations. Number 2, fire vehicles nearing end of useful life. Fire engines, ambulances, and other rescue vehicles must be ready to respond at all times. The fire district has developed a replacement schedule to ensure emergency responders have safe and reliable vehicles. It takes a full year to order and build a fire truck, so time is of the essence. Old vehicles in the fleet will be removed from service as it becomes cost prohibitive to continue to repair them. If the bond is not approved, there may not be funds to replace them. Together, we can avoid the potential for fire service reductions by voting yes on Measure 24-281. Number 3, new fire trucks are safer and easier to operate. We volunteer our time to respond to calls, often in older pieces of apparatus that aren't equipped with current safety features. A safe fleet will attract and retain more volunteers when they're given the tools they need to do their job safely. Increasing the number of volunteer firefighters will expand the safety net for everyone. Newer fire apparatus will provide the district with safer and more advanced equipment. Our firefighters deserve the latest technology that we can reasonably afford to improve firefighting capabilities and safety for our community. please vote yes on Measure 24-281. This information furnished by Guy Glennie, Marion County Fire District Volunteer Firefighters Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statement made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.